Blog Talk Radio. Shalom, shalom, Yisrael. Hallelujah. Welcome to another edition of the Elder Show. We are the Elders of the Hebrew Israelite. Shalom. Hallelujah. Elder. We are the Elders of the Hebrew Israelite Nation. Hallelujah. I'm Elder Yeliah, and our brother Yael is with us also. Hallelujah. We're happy and honored to be before you again, that Yah has given us another day. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. We praise him for that. Praise him for this opportunity. One thing I know for sure, Elder, like I was telling you before the show, I'm not getting any younger. And I could tell that, but my body was telling me that when I was working out in this garden. So, hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
I believe the Ruach HaKodesh, he said he'll quicken our mortal bodies. Hallelujah. So that's what that's what needs to happen tonight. Put my body to make it through the show. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm still happy to be here. But hallelujah. Our show for tonight is going to be entitled, I Gave Them My Shabbat. I Gave Them My Shabbat. And our foundational scripture is found in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 20, verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll go there right now. Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 12, and I'm reading out of the KJV. It said, moreover, also, I gave them my Sabbaths, to be a sign between me and them, between me and them, that they might know that I am Yahuwah that sanctifies set apart. So it is Yahuwah that sets us apart, that sanctifies us. Hallelujah. So he said that's a sign, and a sign is a way to identify. See, so if someone wants to know who is Yahuwah's people, I'm not saying that's the only sign, but that's a sign.
Mm-hmm.
He says to be a sign. There are other signs. But the Sabbath, Israel, we should be thankful that he gave us a Sabbath. The way my body's feeling today, I'm looking forward to the Sabbath. I need a rest. So the Sabbath is a blessing. Elder, since he's talking about a sign, I just wanted to go to one other place, and this always interested me as far as signs. We'll go to Deuteronomy 28, and I believe it's verse 46. Okay, you know Deuteronomy talks about the blessings and the curses of Israel, but it also talks about something else. It talks about a sign, just like in the book of Ezekiel we read here. So around the 45th and 46th verses in Deuteronomy 28, I just want to read it because we're talking about a sign. This is a very important sign because he lists from verse 15 through verse 68 in Deuteronomy 28 is the curses for disobedience, disobeying the covenant, disobeying his laws. But these two verses, verse 45 and 46, it's a particular sign, and it's a powerful sign, because the whole world can know who Israel in the flesh, if they care to know, by this sign. So he's reading on the curses, then he gets to verse 45, and he says, moreover, all of these curses shall come upon thee, Israel, and shall pursue thee and overtake thee, so you can't run from it, till thou be destroyed. What do you mean destroyed? The number is like, no, they come out destroyed as a nation. We're not going to be a cohesive nation. What does a nation have? Culture, history, you know, language, you know, and such. So we were destroyed as a nation. Our history was wiped out, our culture, our relationship with the Most High, our language, So we were destroyed as a nation. And he said, to thou be destroyed because thou hearkenest not. Isn't that like a good parent? You know, when our kids were young and if they did something that was wrong and really wrong and they knew it, sometimes they earned a whooping. And, you know, I know my mother, when she spanked you, at least she had to she had the decency to say what she was doing it for so I could learn. You know what you did. She tell you what you did. She didn't just start tearing into you. You got to know what you did wrong. They just tear into you without telling you. You might repeat that same mistake. So he telling them what we were getting the spanking for. He said, because thou hearkenest not unto the voice of Yahuwah, thy mighty one, to keep his commandments and his statutes which he commanded thee. Okay, that's why we're getting the spanking, okay? Listen to verse 46. Here we go. This is going to parallel what we read in Ezekiel. He says, and they, he's talking about these curses for our disobedience, and they shall be upon thee, upon the people of Israel, for a sign. Here's another sign. Sign is a marker, identification marker. A sign and for a wonder. People are like, wow, what's going on with those people? Like, they just can't seem to get it right. It is a wonder, amazement. It's a, and upon thy seed, upon thy descendants forever. And one thing I want to point it out. We'll go right back up to verse 45. He says forever, right? Okay, let's bring it into context. Let's use some context. Okay, like we're going to forever be eternally cursed. No, because look what you're getting a whooping for. He said, because thou hearkenest not unto the voice of Yahuwah, thy mighty one, to what? To keep his commandments and his statutes, which he commanded thee. Okay, so how do you reverse? Do your parents keep whipping you? You know, when you start doing right, if you stop sneaking out the house and, you know, cutting class, whatever you're doing, maybe they whip you. Stop doing those things. Do the parents keep whipping you? No. So you think our Heavenly Father is not even a better loving parent than our natural parents? He's not going to keep whipping you. So look, what do you have to do? Stop misbehaving. Look what you got the whooping for in verses 45. So instead of breaking him, start keeping his commandments and his statutes, his laws and statutes. Start keeping them. What did he say he would do? Second Chronicles 7:14, he says, if my people will call by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. What is their wicked ways? The sin, transgression against the law. Mm-hmm. He said, if you turn from that and start keeping them, he says, then I'll hear from heaven, I will forgive your sin and heal your land. Healing our land is not a curse. So when it says it be upon thy seed forever, that means if you are perpetually disobeying his commands, if you're perpetually living in sin. So we did not choose to perpetually live in sin. Hallelujah. Thank Yah for putting that provision. Says he will forgive our sin and heal our land. Praise Yah. So, hallelujah, Elder. We're gonna bring you up. We know things are going on out in the world. This thing with India. For some reason, it looked like India is it. It's just like when you're playing tag. And six or seven little kids, you're playing around and it, you know, one person is it, but then they catch the other person, they tag them, they say, you're it, and then they got to try to catch somebody else. It looks like India is it right now. That's the hot spot. People are so-called dropping dead like flies. I mean, just India just can't catch a break. But here comes the vaccines. Elder, They're asking the so-called richer nations, the United States, and I guess that some of the nations in the EU, like Britain, Germany, and everything. Come on, pitch in. Send India. Send them your spare vaccines. So India's getting ready for a big dose of, I guess, much-needed vax. They start to the experts. So watch out, India. It's coming your way. Hallelujah. Well, we'll have more to say about that. But, Elder, we're going to bring you on up. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Okay.
So I can all right. These bones of mine. Let me know when you want me to come back up. I have to give myself a massage.
All right. Okay. Come on. Hallelujah. Yeah, this is something we have to keep in mind. This is something that Yahuwah himself has done. As these are things special. You know, these are things that have been done particularly for the nation of Israel because of who we are and who we were chosen from the beginning, you see, of our coming about. You see, we are the children of Israel. We're those people that he had chosen to be his special treasure, you see. And we just have to remember that. If we can keep that in mind, understand, and don't let ourselves be overthrown or carried away with the cares of this world. See, because there's so much that is being, so many things that are going on around us and just to distract us, you know. And but he's letting us know here, even in Ezekiel 20, let's just say verse 10, he says, so I took them out of the land of Mishraim, and I brought them into the wilderness, and I gave them my laws and showed them my right rulings. You see, we did all of this for the nation, this nation, us, you see. And this is something we need to remember, and we should be honoring his laws, honoring what Yahuwah, the creator of this world, have done for us, you see. So he said, which if a man does, he shall live by them, those laws that he gave us. If we do them and if we keep them, we will live, you see. So
that's right.
You don't have to look at these laws or these commandments that he gave us as though that they are some kind of burden, you see. You don't have to, you know, be in that type of a mind frame. You see, we need to keep our eyes on the fact that Yahuwah, being the creator of us, he has done something spectacular for us, something great, special, you know. And if we can keep that in mind, as the problem just, you know, now we have so many people, they just, for some reason, don't honor Yahuwah. You know, they totally disrespect him. You see, the world itself has turned away from Yahuwah. In fact, everything out there in this world, any kind of situation, any kind of organization out there, it's almost like that's the first thing they want to do, to set up something against Yahuwah, his ways, you see. That's why they came up with all of this churchianity and stuff. Came up with a different, totally different way to even try to know Yahuwah. And he has made himself plain. Just he gave us his Sabbath to be a sign that we may know him, that we, you know. He said that I also gave them my Sabbath to be a sign between them and me to know that I am Yahuwah who sets them apart. So that's what this is one way we can know that we are worshiping the Creator. If we can make ourselves wake up and start trying to understand what this Sabbath law, what that is all about. You know, we need to remember, like it tells us, remember that day. Remember the Sabbath day, you see, to keep it set apart, okay? And that's what we got to do. We need to start making an effort because it ain't gonna be no joke when it comes down to the end of this situation here. You know, if we act carelessly and don't want to know him now, and we be all pride in ourselves and think we're so proud, too proud to even consider who the Creator himself is, then we ain't gonna get that's not gonna be so good at the end. In the end, you know. So what we got to do is turn from our wicked ways, okay? Please turn from your wicked ways and seek the face of Yahuwah. Seek him. Try to get to know him because it's important to us now, you see, because otherwise you don't want to be out there and next thing you know, some trouble come along that takes you out, you see. You just don't know. We need to continue to depend on and seek Yahuwah because we know he is a life giver, okay? And without him, we don't have nothing. We don't have a chance because of the way things are going now, especially. You see that coronavirus and all that stuff that they have gotten going here, and they want to now, the murderers out there like the old Fauci, Bill Gates, and the people that follows them, you see, they don't even worry about killing people. Now, they can be just murderers that boldly come in your face and just will kill as many of you as they possibly can, and ain't nothing you could do, you know, but just look at them, just stand there and look at them, look what they are doing right here among our people, you see? And see, when our people don't pay attention, they ignore what the scripture has said. Because when I looked at this, I saw what it is written about us, you know? When I look at this chapter, Ezekiel here, and I go right on by, let's say in verse 13 of this same chapter 20, what does it say? But the house of Israel rebelled against me in the wilderness. Way back then. They did not walk in my laws, okay? And they rejected my right ruling, which if a man does, he shall live by them. And they greatly polluted my Sabbath, profaned my Sabbath. Then I said I would pour out my wrath on them in the wilderness to consume them, you see. But look what he said, though, also after that. He said, but I acted for my name's sake, you see, not to profane it before the nations before whose eyes I had brought them out, you see. So Yahuwah, we got to realize, consider that, you see, how he kept himself untarnished, see. No matter how ridiculous the nation of Israel was, by turning away, ignoring, would not keep his statutes, would not even try, you see. That was some pretty tough for Yahuwah to, you know, see things like this going on between his people, the one that he has chosen, okay, and for them to just ignore it. I mean, for just refuse to even consider being obedient to him, you see. And see, this is something we got to make sure if we watch this and look at this, we don't find ourselves falling into this kind of situation either, you see? And I myself also lifted my hand in an oath to them in the wilderness not to bring them into the land which I had given them, okay, following with milk, flowing with milk and honey, you see, the splendor of all lands. You see, this is what we, now I feel, if I could get to this land, now that it's the splendor of all lands, okay, flowing with milk and honey, all the riches that you would need, to me it sounds like that's something I would want to do, you know? I would,
mm-hmm.
but man, I gotta keep praying myself, even right now, because of all of this activity that is going on around us, before us, okay? We know the devil will do anything. He's trying to do everything to keep us excited, attracted, so that we ignore life that is around us also, that Yahuwah is offering, giving to us right now, if we accept it, okay? Because they rejected my right ruling and did not walk in my laws, and they profaned my Sabbath, for their heart went after their idols. You see? So this is the problem. Our hearts, man, the children of Israel, it's so easy for them to be excited to see anything else out there except what Yah has right there for them, right there, freely given to them. You see? But what we do, we turn around and we get so excited about what Satan is offering, and we just kind of ignore it. And that's what we need to be careful about today. We need to be careful, watch ourselves, and pay attention to Yahuwah's word, because his word never changes, okay? He never loses. He ain't getting weak out there. What he says, he means. And what he said he's going to do, right, he's going to do it. So that's why we want to make sure that we, as we look at this and see this, what the way our ancestors, these people that we're reading about, these are our ancestors. This is where we come to, the same route that we came through to get here in this earth. See? And we need to think about this really, really strong, because this is something we need to consider, because all we do have to do is not, really, it's not a burden to keep Yahuwah's laws, to try to keep them, make sure we don't forget them, keep them in our heart and our mind, because if we don't, then, you know, of course, the adversary, the evil one, he's right there, got some way of trying to get your attention to, you know, pull you away from life itself. That's what he wants to do. With this temporary stuff, he wants to get you to turn your whole mind off of the true life giver, the source of life. Because if we do that, then we get our mind all mixed up and mangled up, and we think that this little temporary things, these things that we do now, contemporarily, pleasure and so forth, that we have access to, seem like nobody's just going to care. Nobody minds how we do with what we do to with ourselves. That's why so many people, they turn to sexual perversions and anything out there that will get their attention to the point where they'll be able to forget Yah in a heartbeat, just like that. You see? Mm-hmm. And so that's why we got to be careful, you know. He said, and my eye hardened, he said, Yah, he, even after what we've done, the way we've done, turned away, you know, and turned and let Satan trick us into just ignoring Yahuwah and so forth, and the life that he has given us, we turn around and turn our backs to it, and we're in trouble, you know? That's a mistake. He said, and I pardoned them from destroying them, and I did not make an end of them in the wilderness, you see? So, but he said, he also said, to their children in the wilderness, do not walk in the laws of your fathers, nor observe their rulings, nor defile yourselves with their idols. See? It is, but I could see it because he said, I am Yahuwah, your Allah. Walk in my laws and guard my right rulings and do them, okay? And this is what we want. We have to just pray to y'all, please help us, because this is where a lot of us, a lot of our, the children of Israel look like these are some of the things that cause them to fall because of breaking of Yahuwah's law, ignoring them. See? So we cannot continue that. We got to continue to walk according to his right rule, his laws, okay? Okay? And that's why he tells us, and set apart my Sabbath. You got to do that, and they shall be a sign between me and you to know that I am Yahuwah, your Allah. So that's what I'm saying. We got to. I mean, the Sabbath, I look forward to it myself right now. Okay? I practice it because I know, you know, if I don't, you know, if I walk and just do whatever I want to do on the Sabbath, the whole next week, just going to be seen to be off balance. You see? You just won't have what you could have had just by observing the Sabbath, keeping it set apart. Because I guess it may be because of the fact that I'm a little older now, getting a little older each day, and so it seems like this means more to me than it has ever meant. Yeah. You see? That's why. I don't have to apologize to anybody for not even just worried about anything that's on the Sabbath. I don't have to be worried about getting up too early or anything. I just decide, well, if I want to get up, fine. But otherwise, I could just kind of kick back and relax, you know. And when I decide to just kick back and relax, I don't worry about none of that. And I don't worry about any finance that I might be losing, that I might be missing, because, you know, that Sabbath is not designed for me to be out there running after the dollar, the almighty dollar, trying to make sure I get my portion of money in my pocket and stuff like that. No, I don't. That's something that I don't, that work, that kind of thing bother me. Okay? But it's just kind of sad, because it's written, the documentation is written what happened to our ancestors during the time as we were, this nation was being built or being brought through this earth. And the children rebelled against me. You see, they did not walk in. Okay? And my right rulings, they did not guard to do them. See, this is what, this scares me even to think that this is, could happen to me. It scares me, because when I think about it, I said, no, what's ain't nothing worth it, me rebelling against the laws of Yah. I might as well do whatever I can to make sure that when the sun sets in the afternoon, I have done all I can. You know, I have not went out of my way and did something that I got a guilty conscience hanging over my back because of what I did. See? And if I do anything, if I accidentally do something and all of a sudden it comes to mind, I want to get on my knees and speak to the Father himself. And plead for forgiveness. See? Because it's important that we, you know, repent for any sins that we may have done. You know, we don't want to just, you know, do things and just keep on going like, oh, I'm going to be all right anyway. I ain't worried about that. You see? And that's the problem. And we see a lot of people with that going on. Okay? It says, if a man does his commandments, his laws, and so forth, he shall live by them. Okay? And they profane my Sabbaths, so I resolve to pour out my wrath on them, to complete my displeasure against them in the wilderness. Okay? So we want to be careful. We just want to be careful and make sure that we ask Yah to forgive us for anything that we've done. But we got to be serious now. We can't just think we can just play around with this and turn it right around and keep doing the same thing. Some kind of way, if we got hooked into something and seemed like we got caught up in it and can't get out, we have to pray, and fast and do whatever, because no matter what is going on with us, Yahuwah has a way for us to turn away from that sin, bring it to our life. He has a way for us to get deliverance, but we have to seek for it. We have to make sure we want forgiveness for what we have done through ignorance and all of that stuff. So hallelujah, we want to pray. So these are things that have been written. And, of course, when I went through the book of Ezekiel, because for a while I have just seen so much, but I've seen some things that is wonderful, too, also, okay? And I know there's somewhere I want to look at, okay? Well, I want to look at this here, right here, in verse, starting with around the 33rd verse here. It's in this same chapter, too. He said, as I live, declares the Master Yahuwah, do not I, with a mighty hand and outstretched arm, and with wrath poured out, reign over you? So that tells us, that let me know that no matter what's going on, Yah is who is I should be in total charge, control of my life. You see? Because he said, I reign over you. I rule over you. Okay? And I shall bring you out from the people and get you out of the land where you are scattered. Now, that's why I take that personal, because, look, we're in the same Babylon that we were brought here 400 years ago, over 400 years ago. Here we are still sitting up in here, you see? And he said, but we read this promise here. He says, and this is what gives me some hope here, and I shall bring you out from the people and gather you out of the land where you are scattered. You see? So that lets me know Yahuwah, he sees everything, how everything we had to do, anything that's go through our minds and anything like that, there's nothing hidden from him. Okay? Okay, so we want to make sure we get his word in us, make it part of us, part of our being, our thoughts, anything we think of, keep his truth in our forefront at all times. Okay? So he said, he's going to scatter, he's going to get us out of the land that he scattered us with a mighty hand and with an outstretched arm and with wrath poured out. You know, that's the part we need to really pay attention to, with wrath poured out, okay? That means if you got sin, you're going to be okay simply because he's done already promised us that he's bringing us out. This wrath here is coming with him. That wrath means destruction to sin. So if you loaded with sin in your life that you can't feel to repent from, and you just like you just got to have it in your life, you better be careful. You may want to think again, okay? because that wrath is his destruction, okay? And I shall bring you into the wilderness of the people and shall enter into judgment with you, okay, face to face there, all right? As I entered into judgment with your fathers in the wilderness of the land of Mizraim. And if we go back into our history, back in Deuteronomy or back into Exodus, one of those times, yeah, we can read about how things turn out for the children of Israel coming through that experience, that wilderness experience and all of that, okay? And we see and those who rebelled against him, what did he do? What happened? Because it says here, so I shall enter into judgment with you, declares the Master Yahuwah. I shall make you pass under the rod and shall bring you into the bond of the covenant. Now, notice it says the covenant. It's not talking about another, because it's the same covenant that the nation of Israel made with Yahuwah back in the time when he brought them out of Egypt, okay? They said this covenant with all that Yahuwah has said, we agree, we will do. Here we go. That covenant still stands. You got to remember that. Now, don't forget it, okay? And so, let's see. I think we can see some of that right here in Exodus chapter 19. It said, now, if you diligently, let's see, verse 5 here. It said, now, well, let me just go just a step up. Verse 4, you have seen what I did to the Mizraites and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. See? So Yahuwah just want to remind us, okay, what we already have seen. In other words, you can't get out, I didn't know this. Really? That's what happened? No, yeah. It is. You see? He tells us, yeah, this is exactly what's going on. You have seen what I did to the Mizraites. And now I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. And now if you diligently obey my voice and still guard my covenant, then you shall be my treasured possession, right? Above all the people, for all the earth is mine. You see, this is what we need to understand. Keep this in mind. Recognize how important it is for us to keep Yahuwah's covenant, okay? Just keep his covenant. The thing that has been, the nation of Israel have already promised that they will do, obey. Don't think just because you weren't there when this happened, you were left out. You ain't got to worry about that. And see, that's the same mistakes the Gentiles are making now, okay, when it comes down to the Hebrew Israelites right here in this country. You see, certain things they would tell you, well, we were still alive when y'all did all this, when the white people did all this stuff to the black people. No, that wasn't us. That was them. Yeah, okay. They don't realize that they're the same nation, the same people that did these foolish things, okay? And
right,
think you can get through with that excuse, you can forget it, okay? Because this is what I'm trying to point out here with the children of Israel, okay? It says, and you shall be to me a ring of priests and a set-apart nation. Those are the words which you are to speak to the children of Israel, okay? And Moshe came and called for the children, the elders of the people, and set before them all the words which Yahuwah commanded him, and all the people answered together and said, all that Yahuwah has spoken, okay, we shall do. So Moshe brought back the words of the people to Yahuwah. That's what I'm saying. See, same thing, same covenant. And Yahuwah said to Moshe, see, I am coming to you in the thick cloud. So so that the people hear when I speak with you and believe you forever. Okay? Now that's, you know, you see, we got to understand the word forever, it, in most cases, in a lot of cases, it has a certain amount of time that covers forever.
That's
okay?
Right.
And sometimes it might, yeah, sometimes it might just cover a day, and sometimes it may cover a week, that forever. It may cover a month, a year, something like that, that you've got to understand it, okay? Forever, that's what it means. It means a certain amount of time that particular time that this is given, it's applying to, it's speaking against, about, okay? Okay, so this is what I'm saying. So as long as we can keep these things in mind, then we'll know, we can have an understanding of Yahuwah's word when we keep our minds focused on what is being said, what is being spoke to us about. We've got to remember all of these good things. So hallelujah. And I just want to keep going a little bit further here. Let me see. As I look here in verse 36, he says, as I entered, okay, let's go down. Let's step further here. Okay, verse 38, let's look at that. And he says, now, I'm going to go ahead and repeat verse 7 again. And I shall make you pass under the rod and shall bring you into the bond of the covenant. You just read that covenant that they, the nation of Israel, agreed with Yahuwah that everything he says, hey, we'll do, we'll obey. It's okay with us. Okay? But verse 38 says, and purge the rebels from among you. See, now this you better remember, okay? And those who transgress against me from the land where they sojourn, I bring them out, but they shall not come into the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am Yahuwah. See, so if you rebel against him, you still come out of here. You're still coming out of here, out of this land that he scattered us in, okay? Yeah, but there's no guarantee that you're going back to the land of promise, okay? Because if you rebel, I think you're going to be okay, get all of this sins in you that you're doing, you're practicing, that you don't want to repent about, and think he's going to just take you right on from there and take you right on into the set-apart land, and you're going to be okay with all of the good things that is promised to the nation of Israel. You don't get yourself, don't allow yourself to be fooled and tricked by Satan, okay? You better understand. You better keep looking at reality, okay? Because otherwise you can be caught up into being deceived. And you don't want to do that. You don't want to be deceived, okay? Because you want to know for sure. That's why Paul said, make your calling and elections sure, okay? Don't just take it for granted that you automatically, just because you are Hebrew Israelite, you're one of the chosen, you know, and you think you're just going to automatically go on in anyway. No, it just don't work like that. You got to understand.
That's right.
Because look what I believe, a couple of things I was going to say here. It says here, who are the children of Israel? Now, this is in Romans chapter 9, okay? And I'm going to look at a couple of verses here. Who are the children of Israel? To whom is the adoption and the esteem and the covenant? Notice the covenants are right there. There it is. When you say covenant, it includes the same covenants that we must abide by, that he's telling us right now, when I bring you in under the bond of the covenant, under the bounds. That means you are obligated. You got to follow those same rules and regulations. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You don't come in here all of a sudden, oh, I done made up. It's been so long. I just got me some other covenant, some other agreement. I'm going to do it this way now, you know, because, you know, since then, we've had the opportunity to meet, oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
I guess I'll follow him because I got a lot of my friends. They do it. That's what they ain't thinking about. They don't know nothing about Yahuwah and Yahusha. No, they under this new thing now that done came along since then. So this, we got to think about this. We got to be careful because if we don't, you know, we can lose out on eternal life by taking things for granted, being assuming things, you see? Because you don't want to assume the wrong thing, and all of a sudden you come up on the end, that assumption didn't get you nowhere. You've been deceived, and that's what we don't want to do. We don't want to be deceived, okay? All right. So, hallelujah. He said, whose are the fathers? Let me see. Talking about the children of Israel, okay? Covenant. And the giving of the Torah and the worship and the promises, okay? Whose are the fathers from whom is the Messiah according to the flesh? Who is over all, okay? Yahuwah blessed. Forever, so be it. However, it is not as though the word of Yahuwah has failed, for they are not all Israel who are of Israel. Now, even things we must keep in mind, see, because you think you can get up there and just boast, I got this black skin, I'm good, I must see a Hebrew Israelite. My ancestors, they came over on the boats and everything. Yeah, I ain't worried about it. I'm good. You better consider, keep in mind, and don't allow yourself to be deceived, okay? Because right now in this time, you know, that Satan, he's a master deceiver, and he's really got a lot of us, especially with this coronavirus thing that came up, is it? I don't know if you understand and see what's going on with the biggest coronavirus pusher, liar. He's been pushing these diseases that they've been coming up with, killing our people in the millions, in the thousands and in the millions. That old Fauci guy. Yeah, he done got his stuff in a bunch of hospitals, you see? So judgment is about to pass up on him, you see? Because, you know, the way things are going, it looks like he could possibly be in hot water. You know, I talked to a guy today, and he was saying, just watch this thing. Fauci is going to be, he's tied to all of them out there. And this man just started naming them, you know, and so forth. And so that clown, I think he's running into some hot water, you see. And I don't care if we see it, dude. I don't care if we have to see him burn up right here on earth, you see, because the scripture tells us, you shall see the punishment of the wicked. You shall see it, okay?
That's so right.
If we see him lit up in a ball of fire right here amongst us here on earth, you know, we don't have to go and get all carried away, crying, and scared about that. Just remember this is the work. And this is the word of Yahuwah being fulfilled among these demons, because these people, you know, they're killing the Hebrew Israelite nation as they lie with their false-faced tongue coming out of them and lying to you from bottom to the top. They lie, you see? And we got to know that. We just got to know it. And that way, you don't allow yourself to be deceived and tricked into this garbage that they are doing, this stuff. And I guess that's one of the things that really irritates me when I see the Hebrew Israelite people, you know, especially the ones in the flesh, okay? Because you got to remember, it tells us right now, who's good, man? Just because he's saying he's an Israelite doesn't mean he is an Israelite, okay?
That's right.
Not all. So let's just remember, this is the word of Yah telling us that, warning us this, okay? And so you see these guys out there in the churchianity stuff, and they coming out bragging about this corona vaccine thing, you know, and not realizing that is the very thing that is for their own, I mean, just that will take them, cause them to lose out on their eternal life forever, to never be able to enter into the kingdom of Yahuwah. You see? Because I see it.
Yeah.
On the 17, they got these Hebrews, people darkly like me, thinking, you know, and they use that kind of thing to deceive. That's what we got to understand. This is a deception, and they will pay any money and do anything to get you to become deceived, okay? And if they think it's going to take another person that looks like you to sit up there and encourage you to come and take their virus and so forth, then they're going to do that. They're not going to stop. I mean, they're going to get this idiot that will allow himself to go ahead on and do it, because he will act as though he's just perfect with the way he's doing things. Oh, he's turning around, this virus, oh, this vaccine, we got the shot now. You know, I hear him out there, you know, every once in a while when I get the opportunity to see that it's going on. They boasting about that, and they, you know, they got the shot for you now. Liars, these liars, you see? But they got the shot. So are you going to be deceived and fall into their wickedness and fall for the shot that they got for you? No, because they're calling it your shot. Hey, none of this garbage out here belongs to me. I wouldn't even acknowledge it, that it belongs, that I got shot. I didn't get my shot. No, I got my shot. I should have got my shot. No. I don't even acknowledge that, to allow it to go through my system, because this is nothing but the work of Satan, okay? Ha-Satan. He's got this going on, and they are not stopping at anything. But if you keep your eyes open, you can see, Yah will allow you to see their weak points. If you just keep your eyes open when you're looking at the situation, you'll see the weak point, because now This Fauci, they're trying to promote him as though he's some kind of rock star or something. And now, his butt, the water is getting hotter and hotter on his behind. His little skinny, flat butt, you see? And so, you see, y'all will show you the cracks. He'll allow you to see. And that way, now you can say, okay, we know the righteous one, he sees everything, okay? And so, because just like he says here, let me see. he will let you know that these demons, they're going to lie. They're going to say things that's not right. You see. Okay, as for you, O house of Israel, and we just read verse 39, right, in Ezekiel here 20. For you, as for you, O house of Israel, thus said the Master Yahuwah, go serve each of you his idols. And afterwards, if you are not listening to me, but, he says, do not profane my set-apart name anymore with your gifts and your idols. Okay? So in other words, don't go out there boasting about, oh, Jesus, I'm okay with him. It's in all that stuff. And you're going to give your sacrifice and everything. Okay? Hey, that's the money. That's no good. Okay? Because it tells you, hey, on my set apart mountain, on the mountain height of Israel, declares the Master Yahuwah, there all the house of Israel, all of them in the land, okay, shall serve me. There I shall accept them, and there I shall require your offerings and the first fruits of your offering, together with all your set apart gifts. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See?
Hallelujah.
So there's something for us. It may not look that way now, because what the devil is trying to do, he kept this thing, the knowledge of Yahuwah and Yahushua from us for years, okay? But now, the 400 years that Yahuwah, that happened to us for the sins that we have had committed and so forth, they are over now. They have passed on.
Yes.
Now, it's time for us, to, you know, pull it together. Now, pull it together. He says, and you shall know that I am Yahuwah when I bring you into the land of Israel, okay, into the land for which I lifted my hand in an oath to give to your fathers. See? And so this is why, when I start looking at this and so forth, it doesn't mean that when I hear this about the land, you know, I'm continuing to study this some more, you see, because I know it looks, we just take this thing and look at it on the natural without the spiritual. We may miss something, there's these synagogues of Satan out there. You know, they claim that they own some land over there that is the Holy Land and all of that stuff, okay? But if you study these things, that's why it's so important that we keep our eyes on the Word and ask for understanding, okay? Because when you look at that place over there, so-called Israel that we're looking at, and got all those Gentiles on it, and everything else is out there over there on it, we just have to pray that Yah will open up our eyes so that we can see the truth and understand the truth about the land of Israel. What does the scripture say about the land of Israel, wherever it is? Okay? Does the scripture tells us certain things, certain people that won't even be there on it? Does it explain the fact that it may be a desert land or something? That we got to understand these things. We got to pray that Yah would open up our heart, open up our minds on these, because we don't want to be deceived. Satan, he is out to deceive us, because we are his target. We're the one he wants to bring down. Okay,
that's right.
We cannot afford. We won't go down if we keep our eyes on Yahuwah. And let him teach us. Let him guide us. That's why he tells us right here in this scripture. He said, I'm the one that's, he said, as I live, declares the Master Yahuwah, do not I with a mighty hand, with an outstretched arm, and with wrath poured out, reign over you? Let's keep that in mind. Yahuwah says, I'm the one ringing over you. I'm the one. So let's let him ring over us, okay? Because if we do, then we start seeing some things that we didn't realize that we will see, as he will open up our eyes, okay? And you shall know that I am Yahuwah. I have dealt with you for my name's sake, not according to your evil ways, nor according to your corrupt deeds, O house of Israel, declares the Master Yahuwah. Okay? All right. I just want to, just kind of get this out a little bit, Elder. So let me go ahead and let you come on up, and you go ahead on and take over from here, okay?
Hallelujah, Elder. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
The chapter that you chose, Ezekiel 20, it points out something to me. I was just thinking, why do Yah's people sin? And I'm not talking about, one sin and, I'm talking about perpetually. You know, why do they walk in sin? Why do our people walk in sin? We know the consequences of sin. You know, we know the punishment for sin. Wages of sin is death. You know, the consequences, you could see them all through Deuteronomy 28. So, but our people still choose sin. And I went ahead while you were reading, I went ahead and read all, you know, down through Ezekiel 20. And I just noticed a pattern, like I noticed in a lot of books of scripture, that is so merciful. He keeps forgiving and saying, if you walk in my laws and statutes, you know what he will do. And then he says, but I told their fathers to walk in my laws and statutes. If you do them, you shall live. You shall live in them. In other words, you will have life. They will be your life. You know, outside of you, there is no life. So he's telling them, this is your life. And they still chose to go away. He said in one of them, at least the KJV, that they walked in their own statutes. You know, they walked in idolatry. They chose idolatry, the father. And then he said, I will tell their children, you know, do not walk as your fathers did in their own statutes, in their idolatry, you know, walk before me, you know, and you shall live in them, you know, if you do my commandments. And he said, the children, my goodness. Mm-hmm. So the children disobeyed. You know, they went after, they walked in idolatry. You know, then it talked about how they had the sons pass through the fire and everything. So it just on and on. I said, wow, look how merciful he is. Look how merciful our Creator is. But our people, he called us a stiff-necked people for a reason. He just wasn't throwing that word around loosely. We, our ancestors, our foreparents are stiff-necked people. We still today are stiff-necked people. Look at this truth. I mean, I tell you, this sums it up. I have seen this with my own, I'll say with my own ears, because I've heard broadcasts. This was a number of years ago, maybe 6 years or more. And seen it with my own eyes, too, because I saw a video. You know, there's some white brothers, Gentile brothers and sisters who know who we are. A lot of them knew who we were before we did. I would have to give Israel credit, because there are a lot of brothers and sisters, including us, you know, a lot of ministries, have been telling the people who we are for years now. You know, this awakening has been going on for years. But I've seen this with my own eyes, Elder. I've seen a white brother, and nothing against this brother. He got on and he was passionate. He told the people, so-called black man and woman, so-called Negro, you are the true people of the book. You're the Israelites. I saw this on YouTube. I believe it was on Facebook, too. Like I said, this is probably 2015 or earlier. And that's good. Like I say, he spoke passionate and he spoke truth, you know. And here's the thing. Oh, my goodness. You should have saw the comments. You should have saw, you know, a lot of them were Israelites, so-called black people. And, wow, that's true. Oh, that is wonderful. That is, you know, I mean, they were just in awe of this man. And listen, that's great. However you come into the truth, that's fine. But here's the point. There have been hundreds, if not thousands, of Israelite ministries, online, offline, radio. You have it. The information is out there. This is nothing new anymore. But they turn a deaf ear. They turn a deaf ear to when they hear truth by a fellow Israelite, someone that looked like them. But as soon as the Gentiles get up and say, you're the Israelite, they act like it's the first time they ever heard it. And they're oohing and aahing. This is a true testimony. I've seen it with my own eyes, video. I've heard it with my own ears, listening to it. Our people there's something there. Yah's going to fix it. Mm-hmm. I know he is. But I was looking at why do they go in sin? Just Ezekiel 20 alone, you can see the back and forth, the back and forth. What's wrong? Why do our people choose sin? Sin is death.
Mm-hmm.
Righteousness, following his instructions, the laws, commandments, those are just Yahweh's instructions. Live in it. That's right. Mm-hmm. Live. You will not be harmed. You know, look, here's some common sense. If you follow Yahweh's laws, you wouldn't have to worry about STDs, sexually transmitted diseases, because you're going to be with your wife. You know, you're going to be with your wife.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to have to worry about going to jail for murdering somebody unjustly, because, you know, it said, thou shalt not murder, thou shalt not shed innocent blood. You know, there's a lot of things that just keep you on the straight and narrow. That's the beautiful thing. That's his path to salvation. His word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. How do you think you get on that path? Hallelujah. Yes, his spirit. So where is this? Where is your Ua spirit leading you to? It's leading you through those instructions. It's helping you to know them and to do it. It says your Ua is in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. So in King James, it's to will and to do of his good pleasure. You know what that simply means. I read in the Amplified. It simply means your Ua is his spirit is in us helping us to do two things. First, helping us to know his will, and he don't just leave us there. Then he help us to do his will. Man, how much more can you ask him? That's why it says, how can we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? So anyway, I wonder, what is wrong with our people? I start this little path. It started in the book of John 3. I was looking here, and this is our Mashiach speaking, Yahusha. John 3:19-21. This answered my question. These lists of scriptures that I'm going to read, about five of them. Praise Yahusha for the Ruach HaKodesh. He say, ask and it shall be given, right? Seek and you shall find. Because I was seeking the answer for this. Here it is. Why do our people sin? Why do our people choose the path of darkness over the path of light? And light is simply truth. We're going to see that too. Okay, John 3:19. Yahusha says, and this is the condemnation. This is the condemnation. Mm-hmm. Because earlier he was saying, you know, the world, he that believeth not on Yahusha is already condemned because he has not believed on the name of the Holy God and of the Father. Okay, so he said, this is the condemnation. He's put it in the context. He says, this is the condemnation right here, that light is come into the world, light, truth. And Yahusha says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the way, the truth, and life. You know, he said, thy word is truth. Okay, so he speaks the words. He said, the words I speak, they're not from me. They're from my Father. That's why it says in John 17:17, thy word is truth. So light is truth. He says, this is a condemnation, that light, or otherwise truth, is coming to the world, but look what men did. And men love darkness rather than light. That's what I'm saying. I say hallelujah, but I say that in a sad way. It says, because their deeds are evil, were evil. Okay, the truth is here. Why do our people stay in their same situation? Because they love darkness. They love darkness. They choose darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. Their heart is evil. I'm going to read on, verse 20. It says, for everyone that doeth evil hateth the light. See, they hatred. Neither cometh to the light. Why do you think all these people are waiting around saying, I can't wait till things get back to normal. I can't wait till things get back to normal. You know what they mean by that. They can't wait to get it on again. you know, to fulfill their flesh. Come on now. They want to fulfill their flesh. Okay, a lot of their bars shut down, a lot of their nightclubs shut down. And, you know, if it didn't shut all the way down, only instead of 200 people in it, probably they spaced it out, probably only 20 people get, you know, so they don't like that. They don't got a lot of choices. They want it to be packed again. I could choose this person, this person, you know, get their fill of the flesh. They want their full of the flesh. It says, "For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved." And we just read the other scripture and their deeds were evil. So the deeds were evil. They don't want their deeds to be exposed. That's why they don't want the light. What do light do? Light exposes. If you're looking at a dark corner, you can't see what's there. You get a flashlight and you shine in that corner, you see some stuff there.
That's right.
Light exposes. They don't want what's in their heart to be exposed. You know, and it says, "But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest." See, if you're walking in truth, you don't mind your deeds being manifest. You don't mind the light shining because you're in truth. It says that they are worked in your Yeshua. Hallelujah. So that's the difference. Why is it just when all is said and done, why is it just going to be a remnant? It's not my word. You can read Romans 9:27-28. It says, "Though the number of Israel should be as the sand of the sea," that's a lot of number, "to say only a remnant will be saved." Okay, I'm sorry. That's scripture. So a remnant is going to be, that word remnant is mentioned all throughout. It's mentioned in the book of Job, chapter 2. Remnant. What did we think the elect is? It's remnant. Okay. Verse 21, "But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest." Okay, so we know that some people, their deeds are evil. They do not want to be exposed by the light of truth. Psalm 119:105. I'm going there. We still talk about the light. They run from the light. It says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Thy word is a light unto my path. Okay. We could add his instructions. His instructions is a light unto his path, because light is truth. Light is truth. And what is his instructions? You know, that's what we call commandments and everything. His instructions is light. His instructions is truth. We're going to see that right now. I'm going to skip. I'm going to come to that. But we're going to see that says it plainly in Psalms 119:142. But before we do that, I just want to give a good definition of truth right here. John 17:17. It says, "Sanctify them through thy truth." This is our Mashiach speaking. It says, "Thy word, thy instructions is the truth." He ain't talking about instructions. See, because you got a lot of religious people, they don't want nothing to do with the commandments. The commandments are dead. They're done away with everything. Okay. His law is done away with. No. His law is the truth. Well, he didn't say law. He said that thy word is the truth. No. I'm here in Psalm 119:142. "Thy righteousness is everlasting righteousness, and thy law is truth." You see what he's saying? Mm-hmm. Thy law. His instructions are truth. His laws and commandments, they are truth. Okay?
That's right.
They are truth. The word truth, we're going to follow that. Thy law is truth. So if his law is truth, man would rather walk in darkness, which is rebellion and disobedience, than to walk in the light, Yahuwah's truth. In other words, his laws and commandments. They would rather walk in darkness. Okay. But yet, they want the rewards of walking in truth.
Mm-hmm.
See, here's the paradigm. So what we're going to do, Elder, we're going to expose something. Because Christianity has told them that they're going to get the rewards of walking in the light, walking in truth. We saw light is truth, without walking in truth. In other words, with walking in darkness. Because we just saw it says in Psalm 119:142, thy instructions, thy law is truth. Thy law is light, as a light unto my path. So here we go right here. They do not want to yield to this. I'm going to go to the so-called New Testament for this because a lot of them think the Old Testament is dead. 1 John 1, 1 John 1, starting at verse 6. If we say that we have fellowship with him, okay, come out the Most High, and walk, if you say you have fellowship with the Most High and walk in darkness, you lie. Say, we lie. And do not the truth. See? And do not the truth. What is it? What was the truth? Thy law is true. If you say you have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, I'm just going to say what they said truth was in Psalm 119:142. I'm gonna reread it by inserting that definition. If we say that we have fellowship with the Most High and walk in darkness, they say JC gave them fellowship.
Mm-hmm.
Walk in darkness, it says you lie. And do not keep his laws. Do not the truth. You do not adhere to his laws and commandments. You do not the truth. It says thy law is true. So you don't, you have nothing to do with his law. So it says you lie because you do not adhere to his laws and commandments. It says, but if we walk in the light, if you walk in the light of truth, and it says, what's law of truth? It says, thy law is true. It says, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Yahushua HaMashiach cleanses us from all sin, from all of our transgressions. Sin is the transgression of the law. Okay? So, look at this. How could one say they want the benefit of walking in the light when they want, which is going into the kingdom, that's the benefits, that's the ultimate reward, while they walk in darkness? They reject his light. That's why they reject the law. That's his light. They reject it. Because we saw that in John. It says, light has come into the world, but men rejected it. They'd rather walk in darkness because their deeds were evil. Okay. So let's follow this to a logical conclusion. It says, we're going to 1 John chapter 3 now. 1 John chapter 3. So let's go over 1 John 3 and I'm going to start with 4. Okay, here we go. 1 John 3. For you who says his laws and commandments are done with. You know, that's what we was reading about the Sabbath. What is the Sabbath? That's one of his commandments, one of his instructions. It says, whosoever committed sin transgresses also the law. Oh, what are they doing talking about the law again? This is the New Testament. We don't supposed to talk about the law. JC freed us from the law. It says, whosoever committed sin transgresses also the law. Well, give me a definition for sin, Father Yahuwah. He did. He says, for sin is the transgression of the law. You can't get it no more plainer than that. For sin is the transgression of the law. But we in JC, we don't have to walk it. Well, I'm just, you know, I haven't made none of this stuff up. I've just been reading scripture. I've read about 5 or 6 scriptures. They've been answering themselves. So let's see here. Let's go to verse 8. So what? Sin is the transgression of the law. So we could transpose that definition right in the place of sin. It's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
1 plus 1 is 2, right, Elder? But also 4 minus 2 is 2, right? I mean, it's still the same. You get the same sum, okay?
Mm-hmm.
5 minus 3 is 2. Okay, so, but here we go. So we're just transposing. We're just going to put in the definition of sin. It says sin is the transgression of the law in verse 4. So in verse 8 of this same chapter, we're going to read this text. This is 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. It reads, he that committed sin is of the devil. So we know what sin is, transgression of the law. Let's put the definition in there. It reads as follows. He that transgresseth the law is of the devil. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're going to read the rest of it, but let's pause right there. That can answer a lot of our questions. Why? Remember we were saying that I told you I went ahead and read on down through Ezekiel 20, and I just kept seeing the pattern how Yahuwah would forgive. Now, our people would go astray again. He forgive the father. They would go astray. Then, he did that a couple of times, and he said, well, I'm going to do the children. He told the children, do not follow your father. They walk in idolatry. They walk, against me. What did they do?
Mm-hmm.
They rebelled.
Mm-hmm.
He forgave them. They rebelled. I said, what is wrong with Israel? Okay. You got to take into account the remnant, though the number of Israel be as the sand of the sea, a remnant. It's talking about Israel. This is in-house business. This is we're not even putting in the other nations right now. This is Israel. The scripture says, though the number of Israel, sand of the sea, it says only a remnant. A remnant of what? A remnant of Israel. That's what it's talked about, Israel. Only a remnant will be saved. That answers a lot of my puzzlement, a lot of my questions. I'm just puzzled. What is wrong? I know they're stiff-necked. I know that. I know they perish for lack of knowledge, but why do they love darkness rather than the truth? Because, Elder, it says, he that transgresseth the law, or commits sin, same thing, he that transgresseth the law is of the devil. Okay. Now, religion, particularly the Christian religion, has done a number on our people for over 400 years, and told them that you don't have to keep Yahuwah's instructions anymore. That's done away with. And here, right in Scripture itself, it's saying sin is the transgression of the law. And it says also that if you transgress the law, you are of the devil. Hello, folks. This is the New Testament. I know how some of you are. Been in church all my life. Don't go there with me. All my life, it was coming out of my ears and nose. I mean, little kids, in church all day. It wasn't none of these new churches. I mean, at least now some black churches actually know how to get out on time. They might start at 10 o'clock and get you out at 11:30 or 12. I went all day. They are so long, you have to eat dinner at the church. That's the part I like about it. But all day, father was a preacher, you know. So I know how it is. I used to love those. I used to love believing that. I mean, you could fornicate. You could do what you want to do. As long as you accepted JC, you can do, man, Elder, come on now. That was, you can't, you kind of get, boy, I thought God must have been a Santa Claus. You mean I could do what I want to do? Well, they say, well, you don't post the sin and everything. They were saying that they don't even know what sin is. Nobody set us down back in them days and said sin is the transgression of the law. That pastor would have had to explain some things. You got to live holy. Got to live holy. Well, what is living holy? It says sin is the transgression of the law. And it says he that transgresses the law is of the devil. But you telling me the law is over. So you wonder why homosexuality, and I'm not just picking on gay folks, because straight folks fornicating, it's sin of sin, adultery, I mean, all kind of, you know, racketeering, money. We ain't going to get on the money game, you know. Throw all the laws out, but they pulled out the law of tithing. Boy, they didn't throw out that law. That's never done away. So all this foolishness, the law is done away. But we see, we're looking at the truth. It says, he that transgresses Yah's instruction, his laws and commands, is of the devil. It says the devil transgressed. It says sin it, but we know the word of sin. We know the word for sin. The devil transgressed from the beginning. For this is the purpose the son of Yahuwah was manifested, that he might destroy the work of the devil. Look, I got to read 9. I wasn't, but it makes so much sense right under here. Church always talking about born again. It say whoso is born of Yahuwah, you know, born of the Spirit, born again. Whoso is born of Yahuwah does not commit sin. let's plug in the definition. Whosoever is born again does not transgress the law. Come on now. For his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot transgress the law. In other words, you cannot live that way as a lifestyle. You cannot practice that. You cannot practice being a transgressor. Finishing this up, let's get some witnesses and testimonies about this. Let's go to the Mashiach himself. Matthew 7, verses 21-24. Listen to what the Mashiach said. Still in the New Testament. We ain't going to that Old Testament. Okay, so everybody should be happy. In the New Testament, Matthew chapter 7, starting verse 21. Read on down. Our Mashiach is talking. It says, not everyone that saith unto me, Master, Master, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. They all think they're going to heaven. All you have to do was receive JC, right? Went down to the altar or wherever you're at, just receive that. That's it. You can keep your girlfriend, your boyfriend, do whatever you want with them. Just have a good time. You don't have to change nothing. There is not under the law, right? It says, but he that doeth the will of my Father, it says, not everyone that saith to me, Master, Master, shall enter the kingdom of heaven. Everybody say, I'm a Christian. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean you're entering the kingdom of heaven. Say, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. What was Yahuwah trying to get them to do, Elder, in your text, in Ezekiel 20? He was trying to get them to keep Yahuwah's law, his law. He said, if you do them, that'll be your life. You will live in them. Keeping full life. That's your life. Outside of that is death. That's the will.
Right.
Verse 22, it says, many will say in that day. You know, they got a lot of people saying they can't wait till the Lord gets back. They say, many shall say in that day, Lord, Lord, Master, Master. He says, have we not done this for you and done that for you? Have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name cast out devils? In the name of JC we cast out this. You know, have we not done all these things?
Mm-hmm.
And in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them. Listen to what our Mashiach is going to say to them. I never knew you. Depart from me. That don't look like you're getting in to me. He said, depart from me. I don't know you. It sounds like he's saying, I don't want to know you. It says, depart from me. Ye, don't miss this part. Ye that work iniquity. We ain't going to let that word iniquity go by. What is iniquity? Lawlessness. Lawlessness. That's what you do. Well, what do lawlessness got to do with? You can't be lawless without a law.
That's right.
That wouldn't make sense. You can't be lawless without a law. You that transgress the law. Go right back to 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. He that transgress the law is of the devil. He's going to say, depart from me, ye that work lawlessness, ye that transgress the law. I don't care if you blame it on your teaching, your upbringing, your pastor, your deacon, your missionary, your evangelist. It doesn't matter. This is you. This is your one-on-one relationship with the Most High. You have to get it right. I came about this.
Mm-hmm.
I had questions. Through the scriptures tonight, that elder you were reading, Ezekiel 20, I said, look at this. He's telling them what to do. They rebel. They sin. He forgives them. He tells them what to do again. They rebel. They sin. He forgives them. Then he works with the next generation, tells them what to do. They rebel. They sin. It goes on and on. What is wrong with you? Yes, I know it's be a remnant. But light came into the world, and the men rejected the light because their hearts were evil. Their deeds were evil. They love darkness rather than light. That's why our people reject truth. That's why they reject the truth of this awakening. They don't want to know who they are. Oh, except if a Gentile tells them, of course. But our people have a sin problem. What is sin? The transgression of the law. And for you people who want to get real picky, we're not saying, you know, you want to say less legalism, you're trying to get in by works. No, You don't get in by works. Yahuwah's own word tells us why we keep his law. Because we love him. You see, because look, you feel with his spirit? You feel with his spirit? What is the fruits of the spirit? The first word is love. Love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, all that, long-suffering. It all starts with love. They all come out from love. We love the Father. We love the Father, okay? Is that enough love for you? We love him. 1 John 5 and 3, this is the love of the Father. This is the love of Yahuwah, that we keep his commandments. And so why are you trying to mince words? Oh, you trying to work your way to the kingdom? No, we're trying to love our way to the kingdom. How about that? We're loving our way to the kingdom. And you know why? It ain't works to us. It says his commandments are not grievous. Right under that. It says this is the love of Yahuwah, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. Who are they not grievous to? Goes back to love. They're not grievous to those who love him. You know, if you got everywhere you stop on the road, you got to get out and open the car for your woman, your wife. You know, that could, you know, be a pain, and you know, that could be a pain. But if you love that woman, it wouldn't be a pain. If you see her carrying the groceries up, coming out of the car, and she got two groceries in each hand, bags in each hand, everything, you might say, oh, I'm watching a football game. Why she got bad timing here. No, but if you love her, you put that thing on pause, you're going to go out and get those bags. It's not grievous because you love her. If you love the Most High, this is his words, not ours. You'll keep his commandments. He said, this is the love. This is the litmus test, that you keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. That's the litmus test for love. So, no, we're not working our way. We're loving our way. We love him because it said the love of Yahuwah was shed abroad in our hearts. So what do you think the Ruach does? It helps us to love the Father. And if you love him, you're going to bear some fruit. Fruits of the Spirit is love. That's the top. Love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, goodness, all of those things. Temperance, you know. So our question was answered, Elder. I'm going to turn it back to you, but my question was answered. I was puzzled. Why our people, why they go through this almost like a sick game they're trying to play with the Most High. Beg for forgiveness. He forgives them. They maybe they walk for a minute and go right back to sinning and go right back to paying the penalty for that sin. Then they cry out to them again, oh, I can't help. This is too hard. This is too hard. Help us. He calls on them. He comes to their aid. He says, here's what you got to do. Walk in my statutes and commandments. They say, okay. He sets their foot on solid ground again. They go right back to sin. Why? Because your hearts are evil. They love darkness more than light. Just pray, Israel, that you're listening, that you're not one of those, you're not in that number who love darkness more than light. Pray. Pray, Israel. Hallelujah.
All right.
So, Elder, I'm going to turn it over to you. My question was answered. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, you know, here in John chapter 6, okay, in verse 6 to 3, it tells us it is the Spirit that gives life.
Yes.
The flesh does not profit at all. You see that? The words that I speak to you are spirit and are life. You see?
Life.
That's it. We cannot lean on the flesh. We cannot.
Yes.
You know, because it tells us right here, the flesh does not profit at all. So we can't walk through life thinking that, oh, you know, oh, I'm this macho man and I got all of this good stuff going, you know. No, we can't lean on that because it lets you down. It ain't going to work for you. The words that I speak to you are spirit and are life. So that's what we got to remember. Understand. What have he said to us? He spoke to us, okay? But then, of course, it tells us here, but there are some of you who do not believe. For Yahusha knew from the beginning who they were, who did not believe and who would deliver him up. You see? So what people got to realize, hey, Yahuwah knows, Yahusha knows who you are. You can't come in here pretending that you're something that you're not. Okay?
That's right.
Because you will be exposed by the word. You see?
Hallelujah.
The word of
Hallelujah.
Yahweh. The word of Yahweh will expose you. He will show you who you are. He'll show the world who you are. You see, if you want to continue to remain blind, then that's up to you. So therefore it tells us, that's why it tells us, it is the spirit that gives life. The flesh does not profit at all. You see? And that's why we need to continually lean on the spirit of Yahuwah, okay? Listen to his word, okay? Because it tells us, it's this word, his word, okay? It's his words that I speak to you are the spirit and are the life. Okay?
Yeah.
So listen to this, listen to his word. Okay? You notice it says the words that I speak to you are spirit and are life. It didn't tell me that the words that the old pastor man out there speaking to you, okay? Same one
that's
that
right.
Would be telling you. Same one would be encouraging you to go get your vaccine, your coronavirus
that's
vaccine.
Right.
Go ahead and get it.
That's right.
Encouraging you to get it. But that ain't going to get it, okay? You better listen to the words that Yahushua speaks to you, okay? Because the words that I speak to you are spirit and are life. See, that's what I'm talking about, life. That's what Yahuwah has offered us all the way through his word. Through his word, he offered us life because he keeps telling us, if a man that does my words, he shall live by them. You know? So we need to understand that and catch it. Eat it up. Make it part of your system, okay? You can take this word and eat it up. You can digest it. Make it part of you, okay?
Yeah.
Because he's playing straight up with us, and we got to be straight up with him. We got to accept him. That unbelief stuff, it's got to go, okay?
Right.
So therefore, we don't play around with this, okay? So, hallelujah, hallelujah, for this word that
hallelujah.
He has given us tonight. Mm-hmm. Because this is it. When this is it. This is our life, and this is our life. Mm-hmm. Okay, let me just read a little bit over here in chapter 7. And after this, Yahushua was walking in Galilee, but he did not wish to walk in Judea, because the Yahudims were seeking to kill him. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now you see who hates Yahushua. Okay?
Yeah.
They were seeking to kill him. Okay?
That's right.
So therefore, we got to know when he say the synagogue of Satan, we got to know who he is talking about. You see?
Mm-hmm.
And he tells you who he's talking about. The very one that claims to be Israelites, Hebrew Israelites. The ones that claim to be it that is not ones.
That's right.
You see? There are those that are claiming to be the Hebrew Israelites. And it's obviously they're not even the Hebrew Israelites on the flesh. Because you can look at them and tell them, their skin is the texture of their skin and all of that doesn't match up with the Hebrew Israelites. So we got to be understanding in that. We can't let these devils come along and tell us they are who we are. Some of them out there would actually argue with you. And some of them got those of us convinced that they are not Hebrew Israelites. They'll tell them, oh, you're just a Christian. You're one of those, I forget that word they call. But anyway, you're heathen. You're not a Christian. You're the one that Jesus came alone so that he can save you. You say, Jesus, you got to accept Jesus. But they don't realize, Jesus is not one. Jesus is not a Hebrew Israelite himself. Okay? You got to understand that and recognize who the true Messiah is. Okay? Because the Messiah said, I come in my Father's name. Okay? My Father's name. He picks it clear. They complain so that you can know. I have come, John chapter 5, verses 43. I have come in my Father's name, and you do not receive me. Okay? But he also says, if another comes in his own name, that should be a big clue right there. Him you will receive. See, this was the thing, because I was out there. Every time I turn around, I see this word Jesus. Then I look around, God next. I see Jesus and then a God. I said, how can he be? How can this be talking about the same one that the scripture talks about who he is, the Messiah is, okay? And now when I kept looking at this closely, I said, wow. He says, I have come in my Father's name. Now, common sense told me that if he came in his Father's name, his name is the same as the Father. Because I got to rationalizing that too also by listening to my brother, my oldest brother, you know. My dad, he comes in his Father's name, because my dad, our dad, his name is Judson Moore Sr., okay? Well, then my brother got the same name, Judson Moore. Oh, right. I see. So my brother can also say, I come in my Father's name, because he has the same name as old Mr. Judson, older Mr. Judson, you know, the elder, the father, you see? And so this is what I have to think about. It took me a while. And then I said, that's it. But it hit me. You know, y'all won't leave you out there long struggling with this evil. It hit me. Next thing I know, I said, that's it. That's it. He could say the same thing if he wanted to, you know? And so this Yahusha is said, I come in my Father's name. Then I said, look up the Father's name and see that that is the name of our Father. Oh,
hallelujah.
Wow. I said, we got to wake up. But these things that hit me a long time ago, when we first started waking up to this truth, because, you know, of course, here in Babylon, they don't want you, those who are in charge, they don't want you to know the Father. They don't want you to know even the Son, the Messiah himself. They don't want you to know his name. You know, they want to argue with you and fight with you, anything, you know. So I know I had a thing going. I remember when I was in school and walking down the hall, and this guy come along, and he's so cussed up on old Jesus. I said, you know, the thing is, he was some kind of one of the faculty members, I guess a teacher, one of the teachers there. And, he was so puffed up and swole up on Jesus. When he realized that I knew the true name, that boy, he almost lost his mind trying to convince me of the Jesus thing. I mean, just go convince me. You know, so I got to the point, I listened to him for a while. And the next thing I knew, I just got tired of listening to him, because I see he was crazy. He was a Gentile, too, you see. But I didn't expect him to have it right. I didn't, because I knew he ain't nowhere in the world he going to want to let this get out, that I know the true name of the Son, Father, and Son. I know the truth now, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And so he just... He wasn't about to let me go. He was determined to just argue himself crazy until I just finally had to walk on away from that. I said, you know, because I thought about what the scripture tells you, if you all of a sudden see that this person has no knowledge, get away from it. Just walk on away. I think that's in one of those scriptures. I think it's... let's see, Proverbs, but I won't go to it right now, but it's in Proverbs. It talks about it. There's a lot of wisdom in that chapter, you know, instructions and stuff. And I just found out, thou perceivest in him not the knowledge, get away from him. And that's all I could think. Let me get away from this demon. And, you know, see, this demon, once you reject them, you see, they start to flee from you anyway. They have to go, because they can't stand the spirit of truth, spirit of Yahweh.
Yeah.
They can take it anyway, you see. And so,
right.
You know, I saw and realized that he was a mindless person far as I was concerned. He didn't have no mind at all. He's just crazy talking about this Jesus thing. I said, please get this demon out of my sight. Because even if you pray to your heaven, pray to Yah, even while the demon's been there puffed all up, if you pray to Yahuwah in secret, and I know you're on the breath of your tongue, just start talking to our Heavenly Father. And that demon, he will eventually have to go. Because for some reason, he could figure out what you're doing. And he realized, oh, shoot, let me get out of here. He calling on the true name, truth. You see? So that's what I'm saying. So these are things that we sometimes go through out here fighting this battle. But we have to stay on the truth, stay on it, and don't give in to Satan because, you know, Yah is he's the one that fights our battles, and he will overcome for us if we just stick with him, stay with the truth. All right? So yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right. Yeah, so I guess this would look like this might just wrap it up for us tonight. Unless you something else you want to bring in or bring out. So
just want to say shalom, family. Shalom.
All right. Shalom, 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 family. We're going to close out with a set of card musical tune here. So here we go. Let's see here. I think I go with this one here. This is the one that my wife loves.
Don't push the truth, take it away, so blow away in the wind.
All right. Hallelujah.
Oh, wow. You got everybody up dancing, Elder, on that one.
I had to catch myself. I said, wow.
That's a funky one.
All right. Absolutely.
Hallelujah.
Well, good night, family. Good night. And shalom.
All right. Shalom, shalom. Closing out on the happy note.
Shalom, shalom.
Hallelujah. All right.
Hallelujah.
That's okay. Let me see what this Georgia keep flashing this one that every once in a while it's time she gives.
I said it earlier today, but you stopped
myself. Oh no, I just didn't want to start it out with that. It's good to kick it on in the end, like now, you know. That was really good. Okay, I think they had a pretty good program tonight. Okay.
This thing still doing something. Don't turn the box off. So this still updated. It says it's going to take a while. It will.
Okay, so what should I do? I can turn this one on down, huh?
Leave it on.
You both them on?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's a pretty good thing to do today.
Okay, I'm going to go out.
Yeah, that one too.